On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Dan Borsha.
Well, news today that the Climate Institute will close at the end of the financial year. The Institute was established in 2005 as the only non-government organisation focused solely on climate change. A statement says the Institute board has been unable to establish a viable level of funding that would allow it to continue in a meaningful and sustainable form. I spoke with John Connor, the CEO of the Climate Institute, just after 7 a.m. this morning about the closure. Here's some of what he had to say.
The climate debate has unfortunately been the home to alternative facts, fake news and toxic division really for 10 years. I think it's a real tragedy. This is an issue which should be just a simple risk management issue. Our eyes open to the risk. It should be like workplace health and safety. That's what have been one of our central arguments now for well over a decade, and why we've focused on superannuation funds and financial investors, that they need to be doing that. And I'm very heartened to see that happening. But unfortunately, it's been an ideological and political proxy for some of the other wars that people want to fight. And I think they've got to wake up and realise that this is bringing with it significant economic cost, significant community uncertainty, and it's certainly not preparing us properly for the impacts we're already seeing and will only grow.
Well, that was John Connor, the CEO of the Climate Institute, speaking with me this morning about the closure of his organisation. And a short time ago, I spoke with Professor Will Steffen from the Climate Council of Australia and Emeritus Professor at ANU. I asked him if this was a sign that climate change research had lost public support.
No, I don't think so at all. I think there's growing public support. Situations shift, of course, over the years. I think the Climate Institute's done a wonderful job of leading the way on particularly the policy aspects of climate change. I think that it had a big impact on what we understand, particularly about international action on climate change. They've done a great job of linking the private sector to people who understand the science, the impacts, the risks of climate change. So it's disappointing to see that their support has dropped.
So why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think maybe a lot of the work that they have been done and been very successful at has now reached a point where, particularly, for example, businesses and other enterprises are just taking off on their own. There's been a huge increase in the uptake of information about climate change, interest in action on climate change by the private sector. And I think the Climate Institute can take a lot of credit for building the foundation for that. I think once you hit a takeoff point then, the situation changes, the environment changes, and a lot of private sector groups now are going off on their own and in their own organisations to deal with the climate challenge.
Well, what effect do you think the closure of the Climate Institute will have on the debate around climate change in Australia?
Well, I think the debate now has grown to a point where there are a large number of organizations, not only those of us who are directly interested and involved in the climate issue, but now it's sort of been mainstreamed. Anyone who's investing in long-term infrastructure has to take climate into account. Anyone who's interested in energy systems has to take climate into account. It's now becoming a fiduciary obligation for all investors when they invest to take climate change into account. So I think it's been mainstreamed to a large extent. And that means there's probably less of a role for targeted organisations like the Climate Institute.
My guest is Professor Will Steffen from the Climate Council at ANU. Professor, some of the discussion that I had with John Connor earlier was around what are the implications of the debate we're seeing on climate change. And he said, to paraphrase, that it seems the debate is looking backwards and that the political impasse is unsustainable. What do you make of that?
Well, I think he's right on that. The political impasse is unsustainable. I think there is a growing global move that we've got to tackle this issue. In fact, there's slowly, or now even more increasingly, a recognition by many sectors of society that this isn't a case of, well, is it worth doing this? It's a case of, we must do it. And now the issue is, how do we do it in the most cost-effective, most rapid, most socially acceptable way? So that the debate has shifted. I think the Australian politics is stuck in the mud at the moment, at least at the federal level. States are moving way past that. So I think the whole climate issue has taken a big step forward, actually, in the last 2 or 3 years. A lot of that is due to the fact that we can start seeing solutions that are now affordable, achievable, for example, renewable energy. Also, a lot of gains on transport with electric vehicles, with the resurgence of electrified rail transport and so on. So I think people are seeing, they're getting over that hump that we have this insolvable problem. They're now seeing, hey, we can solve this, and it's actually going to lead to a better future. So I think there's been a huge shift. Certainly globally, in how the climate change challenge is viewed.
Professor, earlier I received a text from a lady named Jill who says, "Hi Dan, remember when the national interest was put ahead of corporate interest? Good times." Do you think that that's the overwhelming sentiment about the debate around climate change?
Well, I think one of the mistakes we've made is we've gone too far down the track of the neoliberal economic principles that they should be the only or the ultimate or the paramount guiding principles. And I think they've led us into some pretty disastrous directions in terms of energy systems, in terms of climate, and so on. And I think people are starting to realize that there are more important issues than just bottom-line economic issues, that we have to solve this problem. There's no other way about it. If we want a future that our kids, a planet that our kids can actually live on, we actually have to solve this. So the question now is, how best do we solve this? States like the ACT, South Australia, now Victoria, are taking strong actions to move quickly into renewables. So I think it's unfair to say that Australia is lagging behind. It certainly is at the federal level, but it's not overall. And I think that's part of this whole global trend toward getting on top of this issue.
Professor, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Emeritus Professor Will Steffen from ANU and a member of the Climate Council, is speaking to me a short time ago about really reacting to the news that the Climate Institute is closing.